Josh Kleinsmith, a very warm welcome to the wonderful world of 88 FM. It's good to see you, man.
Thank you, thank you. It's very good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. I'm looking at your picture here. It looks a bit serious. It looks like something from Police File.
A bit grumpy, eh?
Did you, were you having a bad day that day or not?
Actually, it wasn't. I don't know why the serious picture, but...
Anyway.
Maybe I need to lighten up a little bit in the old pictures.
That's okay. All right, listen, chatting off air, you were telling me that you come from a musical family.
Yeah.
Was it your dad that was a drummer?
Yeah, so my dad was a very good drummer back in his day. So for me, I just grew up in a musical household. And yeah, he had me like drumming on a chair when I was like, must have been like 9 or 10.
Your neighbors must have loved you.
Yeah, actually, we were a noisy family.
Yeah. Did he play noisy professionally, your old man?
Yeah, back in the day, I think he used to play all the club scenes around here in Durban.
Okay.
I don't want to state a wrong fact, but yeah, he did play the scene. He was very good back in his day.
All right, yeah. Back in his day, sure. Yeah. I wonder if he can still play the drums today.
I still can.
Oh, can
still
he?
Can. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
I'll teach you a thing or two, Lighty.
Yeah, he's like, how fast this is.
Yeah. All right, so your teenage years, did you foresee yourself doing this, or were you thinking of getting a real job?
Nah, yeah. I've never had a real job. I've only ever done the music. I think, yeah, since I was very young, all I could see myself doing was music.
Wow.
And yeah, at school I played in bands, and after school played in bands, and I studied music at UKZN.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Got a degree in that?
Got a degree in jazz and popular music.
All right. Now, so, you weren't making money though in those days with that.
No.
It's hard, let's be honest.
It is tricky, yeah. I mean, with during varsity I only really went full-time music kind of towards the back end of my varsity degree. And then we started to make money, which is a nice feeling.
were you with a band then?
Yeah.
Gangs of Ballet.
So Gangs of Ballet, yeah.
Do you know, I remember playing those songs on different radio stations years and years ago.
Yeah,
when was that? When did Gangs of Ballet start?
So I think we were from around 2011 and then we called it a day in 2018 was our last tour.
I was going to say, what happened then? Why did the band disband?
To be honest, I think it just felt like the end of a season for us. I think there wasn't any bad vibes. My brother now lives in the States. Jono, our keyboardist, lives in the UK. So it was just like the end of a time for us.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to flog a dead horse, you know. We just wanted to like land on good terms, like on our own terms as well, which was great.
You know, it's hard to make money here as a band, right? And people say you need to crack it overseas if you're going to go big time. What's your reply to that kind of comment?
I kind of disagree. I mean, I've lived off of music for years. You know, you can make a living. You really have to.
But it's gigs, though, isn't it, that you've still got to be doing?
It is gigs. Yeah, you've got to be in the scene. Obviously, getting radio stuff on rotation, there is a bit of income there. But mostly, even having a song on radio allows you to play bigger shows, allows you to do longer tours, which then obviously allows you to earn more money.
Where are you performing at the moment, and who with at the moment?
So at the moment,
please take a sip of water if you need it. No problem, man. We're looking after you here. Would you like something stronger? Glass of wine or something?
Nah, the water's great, yeah. Great temperature.
All right.
Yeah, so at the moment, my current situation is I am drumming for Matthew Moll.
He's big, isn't he?
Yeah.
Big name.
He's a big name. Big guy. Great guy. So I've been playing with him. During the Gangs days, actually, Matt and I go back years. And during the Gangs days, he wanted to start playing with a drummer. So he asked me, would I be keen to play would I be keen to play a couple shows with him? So he pulled me in there. And so we did our first show, I think it was like 2015.
Okay. Yeah. And they're still going strong.
Yeah.
What's the band called? The Matthew Moll Band?
It's quite literally Matthew, and then I play drums.
Oh, it's just the two of you?
Just him, yeah. He's a solo artist.
It'll save you a fortune in hotel bills when you're touring,
exactly.
I suppose, with just the two of you. And how'd you get on as a band and as mates?
Man, Matt and I, we are outside of music. If we didn't play another show together, we would be best. We are still best mates. Like, we really get on very, very well outside of music. So it's really easy to tour with one another. Like, we don't have fights. We just get on. It's really good.
And the gigs at the moment, are they current? Are you getting lots of gigs every weekend? Or how does that work?
Yeah, so it goes through patches. Obviously, the trick is managing how often you play. Because, obviously, if everybody can see you every week, They're less likely to come to your next show. You know, it's gonna be harder and harder to sell shows out if you're playing every single week. So we'll do shows in kind of patches. And then outside of those patches, it's with Matt, we've been pushing overseas quite a bit, and then doing shows in a different territory, you know. So then we're not gigging here, but we're still gigging, which is great.
All right, we're going to get round. We'll just play a bit of music just now and then get back and talk about your brand new single.
Yeah.
And obviously there's an album on the way as well, I would think.
Oh, there should be.
I've got to ask you a silly question. Your wife's here. Yeah. You might get into trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Who gets the girl, the drummer, the bass player, or the lead guitarist?
It's definitely not the bass player. I would probably say the lead guitarist over the drummer.
Gotcha. We'll be back with Josh in just a moment. We're chatting with Josh Kleinsmith, who's teamed up with Matthew Mole. He has a brand new single, which we're going to feature just now. Stay close, won't you?
Discover the Vineyards Illaleni, an exciting new development situated within the boutique Illaleni lifestyle estate. The Vineyards is centered around family, nature, community, and a vibrant lifestyle. Enjoy the perks of estate living with access to the Illaleni Leisure Centre, Forest Clubhouse, Harvest Barn, and the exclusive Illaleni Beach Club. With apartments, villas, and simplex homes priced from 1.59 million rand, contact our team at vineyardsillaleni.co.za to book a site tour and discover the Vineyards Illaleni.
For the perfect adventure with the largest range of adventure gear in South Africa. You can find anything from tents, gazebos, cookware and mobile refrigeration to clothing, lighting and smart devices. Everything you need under one roof. Download our handy packing list online or browse our expert advice articles to get you ready for your next adventure. Outdoor Warehouse. For every adventure. Also buy online.
88 FM. Think Palito. Think 88 FM. Yep, thank you for choosing 88 FM and joining me, Dave Caselli, on the drive home today. So, Josh, did you wake up one day and go, I'm going to release a single, it's about time now? How did it work?
I've always written, so even during Gangs Days, I wrote a lot of the songs to my brother. So, writing something for me that just kind of never really stops. The other side of it is releasing music, you know, trying to get past yourself to like be like, okay, I'm gonna release this now. I'm not the greatest at like actioning on stuff, so I just think for me, releasing a single has been like this really like cool thing for me personally to do, like just to actually do it and get something out.
Where was it recorded, John?
So I did everything myself, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, I've got a little studio at home that I tracked on. Everything at home. You can do so much these days just from
it's crazy.
From the bedroom, which crazy. Is amazing. I did some of the live drums. I actually did it at my parents' church, and I just quickly went and set up myself and just played there. My dad pushed record. It was very cool.
Wow. What about the echoes and stuff in that place like that?
You know, like, I think I don't personally like precision. Like, I don't like clean-sounding stuff. So
right.
I kind of think the less perfect it is, the more magic you can kind of get. So I didn't really mind about that too much. And then the vocals I actually got to do while I was on tour in Europe at a studio in the UK. Yeah, friend of mine's studio.
My goodness. Okay, it's nice having friends like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is nice.
Come on, Bobby and Josh, and I'll record your new single for you. Okay, now, the essence of seeking hope in an uncertain times.
Yeah.
Sounds quite heavy, that.
It does sound heavy. I mean, and part of the song was actually written during a very heavy time, during the time we do not speak of a few years back, 2020.
You're talking about COVID, obviously.
Yeah, COVID. And I was living in Sri Lanka at the time. And
can I ask what you were doing there?
So after Gangs of Ballet, my wife and I just wanted to do something different. I've got a brother that lives over there, which I never get to see. So we just moved over there. We were going to be there for 6 months, and we lived there for like over 3 years, I think.
Wow. What did you do there? How did you make some money?
So part of it was like a bit of a hiatus. And then while I was there, ended up building a recording studio. So, and then the recording studio was going to be this whole thing. And
you know, as you do.
COVID. Yeah, exactly. And then we got hit with COVID, so the studio didn't really, like, have a chance to get any legs. Hmm. And then we moved back here to South Africa.
Okay.
So,
was it a struggle when you got back, like a lot of people, including me?
It was weird. It was really weird.
Well,
I think also
it?
Leaving the music industry in a certain way and coming back, it was amazing that there were still some shows happening. but the shows are strange with the spacing, and like it was just a strange experience. Yeah.
All right, well, tell us about the lyrics, you know, in the song. Yeah. What's it saying to me?
So the verses for me, like I say, they were during COVID, and just I had those lyrics and I just didn't know where I was in life. I didn't know what I was doing. Yeah. I didn't know what I was achieving. We've all been there, you know what I mean? And that limbo state kind of inspired those kind of, I suppose, heavy and slightly darker lyrics. And then ending up moving back into South Africa and just a whole different frame of mind. I got back into the music industry, started playing with Matt, some shows with Matt again. And I just think headspace-wise, I was in a different place. And weird enough, I was sitting in the shower and I just had this chorus idea. And I was like, oh man, this chorus would probably live with those.
Always starts in the shower, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Exactly. So I put the chorus with the lyrics and it worked. And I was like, oh, maybe I should release this as a single.
You've got a good lady. She stood by you through all this.
I know. I've got an amazing lady. And she's a super talented, hardworking lady. I really married up. I'm not just saying that because she's standing here filming me.
She's got it on camera now.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to live up to that reputation. All right. I can just tell you, by the way, that we listened to the song here at 88 FM. Dave Charles, the owner of the business, with Sue, he actually loved it. And Dave Charles is a musician as well, of note.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, from years and years ago. He was with 5 FM in the day, I think it was called. Oh, okay. No, it was called Radio 5.
Yes.
And he did television, and he's a great muso. Oh, wow. So he loved the song, and we all do. So, consider it playlisted.
Oh, right. Amazing. Thank you. That's very nice.
Lovely, yeah, lovely. All cool. Right, so do you want to play DJ now, if you will, and introduce your own song?
Okay. Yeah, so there's very nice...
First of all, thank you for being here.
Oh, okay. Thanks so much for having me. This is so cool.
It's anytime. Really
cool
You're welcome here. To come back anytime you want. Okay.
You should be careful what you offer.
All right, here we go. It's DJ Josh.
This very next song is a song called Rescue Me, and it was written halfway in Sri Lanka and halfway in South Africa. Hope you enjoy it.